Well, welcome, Tina. First off, I'd like to ask you, what prompted you to come out and do this today?
Well, I saw the posting on Facebook because I like the Multnomah County Library, and I saw that it was the 150th years of Multnomah County, and that they were collecting stories and about personal experiences at the libraries. And since I'm a library science student through the University of Arizona, and I'm interested in just like preservation and like stories and history, I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to share my own story about my experiences.
Well, that's fantastic. So you're in, working on your master's in library science.
Yes.
Interesting. So you'll have some interesting perspective. So, yeah, tell me more about the Multnomah County Library and how it's maybe impacted you or your family, or some of the things that have made it enjoyable for you to be in this space we call the Multnomah County Library.
Well, since I was little, my mom, she always took my sisters and I to the library, and we always went to library sleepovers. And whenever I think of Multnomah County Library at the Gresham Branch, my mom, she would always read to me Outside Over There by Marie Sendak. And it's a very kind of eerie book now that I look back at it, but it's really nostalgic. And what makes it even more nostalgic is the Caldecott Award sticker on the book. And my mom, she teaches, so she has that book in her classroom. And when I look at it, I'm just like, oh, my goodness, that's my childhood. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then I got more interested in library science. And not only because I love books, everyone who goes into that field usually loves books. Mm-hmm. But I think just the promotion of an access to information for people to share and create knowledge, and just all how the library services have changed very drastically since, from when I was a little child to now, they have all these programs and classes for computer help. And I think that's what I like, that it's free to everyone, and it's for anyone to just learn about anything they want, or, develop computer skills and use those skills to contribute to society and just, build a community and make sure that especially young children in this generation have access to books and resources like that.
Are you thinking maybe of specializing in children's literature then? Or
I have thought about it. I feel like in the beginning of my master's program, I didn't know. I mostly knew public libraries because that's where I always went. And then I moved to Arizona for two semesters, for the fall and winter, because I was part of a scholarship program called the Knowledge River, which is for students who have worked closely with the Hispanic and or Native American communities. And so taking my classes like on campus, it really exposed me to a lot of different fields. And I also worked at the medical library on campus, in which I thought, I was like, oh, I like medical libraries. But then I was like, then I like archives. So it was kind of overwhelming because I didn't know the field was so diverse until I actually was like immersed in the readings and the discussions. But I think for now, I definitely like archives and preservation, just because I think it's important. And I think projects such as this, incorporating the community and creating like history, is essential for future generations to look back and see how things have changed.
Yeah, it's something that definitely we can look back at and the next generation and the generation after that.
Yeah.
And we can see how things changed. When you were talking, I was thinking about card catalogs, a thing of the past.
Yeah.
and how frustrating they were to look it up and then you can't find it the next time. And yeah, so I understand. It's all electronic now.
Yeah, and especially with all the technology that I've been exposed to in my classes and making like databases and using HTML, XML, and using the MARC system. It's a little overwhelming with the new technology, and I feel at times I'm hesitant to move forward with it because I like having like the actual book or, you know, but I think it's just part of like the evolution of technology and what society adapts to. But I think either field that I go into, archives or public or academic libraries, it's going to be inevitable to learn all these advances in computers and cataloging.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the key to the future for that. Yeah, it's like I said, the card catalogs are pretty much a thing of the past.
Definitely.
I can say that. Well, that's all interesting. So how does that sort of tie in with Multnomah County Library, I guess, or does it for you? I mean, coming from now a graduate program, are you seeing these same changes out here in the, on the floor at the Multnomah County Library?
Yes, I am. Back in 2012, I started volunteering at the Fairview branch, and so many things had changed for me since I was little, like, even like 10 years ago, there were so many like services that I didn't even know about. And then a lot of use of like the iPad and e-readers. And I volunteered helping people in the computer lab just to set up email or help them with Word document, just basic stuff like that. And I didn't realize that just when I would just surf the Multnomah County website, they had all these services on even like GED classes for people or citizenship classes and just so many things that I didn't know that it was like that until I was volunteering again. So
yeah, I think until you get inside the walls of these buildings, you don't see all those things, and then you start noticing posters or placards and I can understand that.
Yeah, and I think that now librarians, there's always been that stereotype that they just check out books, and people don't, I feel like a lot of people, not everyone, but they have that impression that they just check out books and tell people to be quiet, but they're more interactive, and they go out to the community and, you know, promote classes and literature and all of that. And I think that's kind of one of my pet peeves when I tell people that I'm going to library school. They're like, oh, you like books? Like, yeah, I do like books, but it's a lot more than that. So
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. So are you still volunteering then at the
I'm branch? Not.
You're not?
No.
At this point, school's taking up all your time,
yeah,
huh?
And my classes, they're online, which makes it convenient, but I think that was another part of me that was difficult to adapt to technology because I had never taken an online class, and I started last summer, and it was just, I didn't know how it was going to work, but eventually I got into the whole feel of it, so...
Well, there is. I know that I don't know about classes per se, but here at the library, I know that they've got all kinds of, like we were talking, technical things. Now you can get e-books, and you can, I think, even stream movies and things. I'm just way beyond what I'm capable of.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm never gonna keep up or catch up to all the new stuff, and because it's constantly changing. Because it's like if you learn one thing, then before you know it changes, and then you have to learn it again, so.
Well, but that keeps the brain
fresh. It keeps it sharp.
Keeps it sharp, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So I assume your rest of your family also is somewhat involved in the library here
in
town?
I actually have an aunt. She works at the Kenton branch, and she is a clerk, and she also inspired me a lot for library school, and it's nice to ask her and questions, and she tells me stories, so it's nice to have somebody who's actually, that I know, who's in this field and works at the library, so...
Well, that's good. You've got quite a bit then between volunteering and having yeah. an aunt. So you're getting good inside information as you move forward.
Yeah.
So I guess I would, you know, want to know, are you thinking maybe of coming back here to the Northwest then when you're done?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to stay here?
Yeah, I don't need to move back to Arizona. And
maybe for a winter? Get out of some of
actually,
that rain?
Actually, it was too hot and I was dying for the rain.
Oh, you were there in the summer.
Yeah, actually all year it's summer, so that's how I see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely like the Northwest, and I know Multnomah County ranks second in the nation for like highest circulation, and I feel like I always pride that around people and my cohort. I always tell them, I'm like, oh, apply to Multnomah County libraries because I know we have a good reputation here.
We do. It's a wonderful library system. I don't know what I would do without it.
Yeah.
Do you also use it then for books and movies and CDs and things like that?
I love to check out the DVDs here. And I don't know. I like to watch a lot of the old movies, like Audrey Hepburn, Citizen Kane.
That's my type, too.
Yeah.
I'm also stuck in the 40s and 30s and 40s. So
yeah, I like watching those movies. And I love going online onto my MCL account and just thinking of movies that I could find. And I always find them, or movies that I don't know of, and I watch them. And then I also love to check out books. And I don't really have a particular genre of books, but I kind of like to read anything. So.
Well, I'm sort of the same way.
Yeah.
I jump around a lot. So I understand that. Okay. Well, what about you know, you talked about your childhood here. Do you have some great memories of when you were younger being here at the library?
Yes, especially I think I mentioned the library sleepovers, and we would always take the bus to the Gresham branch, or we would walk because we live close to the spring water, and we would always invite our friends, and they would have arts and crafts and story times, puppet shows, and in the mornings they would have like little breakfast, like donuts, and I have a lot of pictures, and when I'm at home, I always like flip through the photo albums, and I just feel I'm like, oh, I remember it so vividly. And
was it a real sleepover?
Yeah.
All night?
Yeah.
In the library. Wow.
And I know they don't have them anymore because things changed, but back then it was definitely like just a community, and it was just...
What did you do while you were in the library all night? I mean, obviously you slept some, but
yeah.
But what did you do? Did they, like, read books to you?
Yeah,
or did you
had,
guys
like,
read your own?
They had all kinds of activities. They had, like, puppet shows, and we mostly went to the ones to the Gresham branch, but I remember we went to one at the Midland branch, too. And it was just, I don't know, it was fun always finding a spot, and everyone was there, and it was just good times just with my friends and my mom and sisters, and we would just like get books off the shelves and read them, and not only outside over there, but Night's Kitchen and Where the Wild Things Are and all those classic children's books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I who don't know children's books know those, yes. So
yeah.
And this was a number of years ago, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I think probably when I was like six, seven, around that time.
Right in there?
Yeah.
It sounded like it was really something that they ought to consider bringing back.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. That's fantastic. What else can you remember from that time, if anything, about being at the library?
I also know my mom, she would take us to the Central Library downtown, and I would just like grab books and just sit down and look at them, and I don't know, I think the library for anyone who uses them is just like I feel like it's comforting because it has kind of like everything you need, and you know, if you're a child or you know, and if you don't have like a lot of books at home, then you could always come get them. So, and I think that's my mom, she always planted that seed in my siblings and I about education and just using resources to help us grow for whatever we want to do. So it's always going to stay with me.
is that branch still in the same place?
Yeah,
I don't know the Gresham branch. So
yeah, it's in the same place.
Because some of the branches over the years have moved. I was told that the Killingsworth, I believe, branch was down on Lombard, and then it moved to Killingsworth, you know, somewhere between 1950 and now. And
yeah.
So so it's still in the same place.
Yeah, it's the same place.
And well, that's kind of comforting.
Yeah, I know they did some remodeling, but I haven't been there since. But just whenever I walk in, I'm like, oh my goodness, it feels the same. So.
Oh, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
The memories flood back in.
They definitely do. So.
That's great. That's great. Well, did any of your siblings take this similar route? Are they interested in library science and books?
I actually have a sister. She's applying to library school because she's interested in museums. And she got her bachelor's degree in art practices at PSU. Mm-hmm. So, like, art and museums has always been her interest. And that's another thing that my mom always exposed us to when we were little, taking us to museums and reading up on artists and all of that. And so,
well, you've got a fantastic mother that yeah. opened your mind up to all these things.
Yeah, she always made sure when we would go travel that we would always get the encyclopedias at home and read them. I remember just like reading the encyclopedias with her, and she was like, when somebody asks you where you're going, make sure that you know what the name is and all of that.
So do you remember getting your first library card?
Yes. I know when I was little, I know I had one, but then I think I lost it. But then in grade school, again, I remember we took a field trip to the Gresham branch, mm-hmm. and I got my own. And then I know I lost that one again. But a few years back, I got it again.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's nothing like getting your first library card.
I know, yeah.
Being able to check out books. It's a great thing.
Yes.
A great thing.
And also, I think that since she's a teacher, I always tell her, I'm like, tell your kids to go to the library. And I always try to promote it myself to people, because especially with the growing Hispanic population, there's so many resources for them, and she teaches first grade, and I always ask her, I'm like, just ask them, how many of you go to the library? And she's like, okay, I'll ask them. So even if it's not my cohort that I try to push to apply here for a job, then it's just people that I know, and it's just, I don't know, it's just part of me to promote it.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm sure the library loves the fact you're out there promoting.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So,
yes.
So another thought was maybe, did you ever do summer reading here at the library?
Yes, I did. And it was always something I always looked forward to, because they gave us the little map, and I would always check out my books. And I remember one book I read was The Secret Garden, and I just vividly remember reading it. And then when my mom would take me to the library to get my stamps, I would always get a little prize, and it was just the best thing ever, because the prizes, you know, when you're young, they're just so much fun. And mm-hmm. then the t-shirts, and my aunt, actually this year she got me a summer reading t-shirt because to promote it again. And yeah, I always love doing that.
Well, I know it's a big program. And
yeah.
Is that the one Robin Lopez, the Trailblazer, is involved in?
I'm not sure.
I think he's in some reading. Maybe it's not. But at any rate, yeah. Can you remember much more about that summer program?
I remember one year I did it. Like, I don't know if it was like the grand prize or something, but whoever got it, they got it. A trip to Disneyland.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I wish I could get that, but I guess I didn't read enough.
Do you know how many books you read? Do you remember what your best year was?
I don't remember the years, but when I read The Secret Garden, that I forgot how old I was, but that was the book And then some more books. I think I read like Huck Finn and just whatever books looked appealing to me.
As you got older, your taste would change.
Yeah.
You'd go from the little engine that could to something more elaborate.
Yeah, but it's a good incentive for kids to read and get little prizes. So.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing because I think that, you know, they talk about how we're losing literacy in the U.S. and to get kids into the library in the summer to, even if they only read one book,
you
know, hopefully they read four or five or six, but hopefully, you know, they can at least get one. That
and
helps.
It's the perfect place to go during the summer because, you know, there's computers and books, DVDs and fun stuff for little kids, and especially when it gets hot outside. It's nice to come to the libraries, and I feel like all the libraries that I go to here, there's always so many people. I'm like, it's so nice to see that people are using them and getting what they need out of them.
I agree. I think it's important. I don't know what I'd do without the library.
Yeah.
I'd be lost. So much of my books and DVDs and CDs and whatnot are from the library.
Yeah.
So. So as you got older, you were, you know, doing the things at the library. What new things started happening, or what did you start incorporating? What other trips to the library?
Well, I remember in high school, like, I would go look at just some of the silly 17 magazines, look at the clothes and makeup. And then also my friends and I, we would just walk over after school and go do homework, or we were also in mock trial, so we would just work on that and practice that. So it was just, I guess it did give that sense of independence, like, oh, we could go to the library and it's, you know, it has all this, you know, computers and magazines, or just a nice place to study and work on homework. So
great.
Yeah.
That's great. And then as you got older, even did you add more things?
Yes, I did. I remember one time my aunt, she took my sister and I to the Tidal Wave bookstore, which I never knew existed, and I felt like I was in heaven because they have all the books and for like $1, $1.50, and a couple years ago, they had a sale for 55% off, and I stocked up on all the novels that that I was most interested in, and it came out to be really cheap, and I was just like, that place is just the best place ever. And then I also like to go there to get travel books for myself and for my mom, or DVDs and CDs. And
yeah, I think last time I was in there, it was like CDs for a quarter.
Yeah.
Novels that are, you know, out on the shelves for $1.50. Some of the books run $4 or $5, but yeah. It's
still worth it because you can't beat that price.
No, you can't. These are hardbound books for, you know, $1.50, you know, that are $25, $30 if you went out and bought them new.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Yes.
And that brings us kind of moving forward. We're kind of getting up into today where you're still using the library.
Yeah.
So you're here. And
indeed.
We're glad you are.
Yes. I'm glad to be here. Okay. Some few last things that I want to say is that I'm very glad that I got the opportunity to share my story, because I think that down the road, it's important just for anybody who wants to hear it to get a perspective that's in audio format rather than reading it. It just gives a different perspective and a sense of somebody's personal experience at the library and how it has changed them and how they continue to utilize it and so forth.
Well, you've given us some great stuff. I love your you know, camping out at the library at night. That's a great little story. And I want to go ahead and thank you, Tina, unless you have something else. I'd like to thank you on behalf of myself and the library for doing this today, and just have a great summer.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you.